Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about creating boundaries in our relationships. How do we create boundaries? What are boundaries? And why are they important to establish in all of our relationships? I think many times we think about boundaries in only romantic relationships, but that's just not true. In all relationships, we have to have some type of groundwork, some type of rules, regulations, aka boundaries, that we live by. And I find that in the beginning of a relationship, it's a lot easier to establish a boundary than waiting longer down the road. The longer we wait, the more established a relationship becomes, the harder it can be to put in boundaries. Why? Because we haven't had boundaries before. It's not anything that we've dealt with. It's odd. It's weird. And usually because it's something that is a new thing, it can be hard to implement. Is it impossible? No, not impossible. But definitely, the longer a relationship is gone without boundaries, the tougher it'll be to establish and to keep consistent. You know, I find it interesting because when we talk about boundaries, a lot of times we can be confused as to what a boundary is and how we create a boundary and how we figure out what our boundaries are. You know, it's not just something just whimsical. Our boundaries come from a lot of deep thought, direct thought, honest understanding of who we are and what we believe we stand for. And I find that many of us, you know, agree with certain things, certain things about the value of life and the value of animals and the value of our planet and the value of respect and the value of these various things that we agree on. Now, some of us don't, and some of us see things very differently. However, we have to realize that even if it's an issue of humanity or if it's an issue of respect, we've got to see eye to eye to some degree, or at least we need to have our boundaries in place so that when the other person doesn't see eye to eye with us and does something that hurts us or is antithetical to our values, that we actually stick up for it and say something. I found that we have to choose our own path and we can't follow anybody in this path. I find that sometimes it's scary because we follow our friends or we follow someone in a relationship or whatever we're doing, but we're not really thinking clearly. We're following other people, we're accepting that reality, and sometimes in that acceptance of reality, it goes against our values. Sometimes in acceptance of that reality, it actually interferes with our life. Maybe it upsets us, it angers us, maybe it causes resentment. So how do we begin to create these boundaries in our relationship? Well, before we can really think about how we can create it, we have to think about what they are. So how do we begin thinking about what our boundaries are? That's a good question. You know, the first thing that we can do is honestly understand what do we value and what do we cherish in our life, because what we value and what we cherish are very important. And that literally defines who we are. So if we value let's say marriage, or we value security, or we value independence of thought and action, where we're allowed to do what we want and make our own choices, that's important. And when you find yourself being controlled or being told what to do, that's probably antithetical to your values, and we have to put our foot down. Oftentimes, though, what happens is we don't really realize that that's a value, and so we just accept that reality, right? We accept that reality, and we move on with our life. Oftentimes, maybe feeling a little upset, maybe resentful, maybe angry, because we didn't get to do what we wanted to do. We didn't get to make our choice. Instead, we were told what we're going to do. And these are things that are very important, because, see, what happens here is that, sure, we cannot stand up for our values once. That's fine, but if we continue to do that, it becomes a slippery slope. Also, we begin to lose our identity, right? So if we don't stand up for what we believe in, we lose our identity. And when we lose our identity, right, what happens is that we become part of another person. We become part of another situation, but we're not running our lives. We're not in charge anymore. Okay, and a lot of times then we have a lot of anger from being not in charge. The other thing is that all of a sudden the other person feels as though they have the right to basically choose for you. And even if it's subconscious, they begin to make changes or choices or question your choices because they're not their choices. I realize that sometimes when I begin to work with folks, I'll say my mother is overbearing, or my father's overbearing, or my sister's overbearing, or my spouse is overbearing. They feel like I have to do whatever they want me to do. And we actually go back and excavate this. And at one point in time, they were allowing this person to determine their fate. They were not able to take on or to create their own reality. They were actually following this person or asking this person every time, am I doing the right thing? Is this what I should be doing? And basically giving their power to the other person, right? And so eventually that person's going to take the power role, right? If you keep giving it to me, eventually someone's going to take it. That's just human nature. But it's interesting, too, because they say, well, this person seems to always tell me what to do. Well, they feel like it's okay for them to tell you what to do because you've been allowing it for all this time. And so it's interesting when we begin to realize some of the things that we've been doing in our life and how those things that we've been doing have actually gotten in the way of us living our true life, of us living true to who we are. I find that it's a lot easier to begin to establish boundaries in the very beginning of a relationship because that means that this is the relationship. This is how the relationship is. This is what you expect in the relationship. These are your choices. These are your thoughts, right? This is very important. And through this process, we're able to basically not only explore ourselves, but look at relationships, understand, okay, what is working, what's not. And so let's take, for example, one particular value. Let's take the value of being able to have independent thought, being able to have your own emotions, for example, and being able to express those emotions. That's very important because many of us are in relationships, and I know that some of you that are listening to the show today are maybe in relationships where when you try to express yourself, the other person either shuts you down, goes silent, gets angry, accelerates the conversation, or leaves, or maybe even perhaps makes fun of what you're talking about, or makes light of it, or says that you're thinking too much, or you're feeling too much, or you wear your feelings on your sleeve, or you take things too personally. And see, I want you to think about that, because if that's something that's affecting your life right now, that's an important thing to think about, because if you're unable to express your thoughts in a safe way, if you're unable to express your emotions in a safe way, we have a unique problem. And usually what's happened is that this has been conditioned for years upon years because it didn't happen overnight. We accepted the reality of that person not accepting what we were saying. Maybe we kind of swept it under the rug and then we began to walk on eggshells, right? Because we couldn't communicate how we felt. Perhaps when we did try to communicate, there was something that would come up or they would make us feel bad about having that thought or feeling that way or maybe make light of it. And so you started questioning your own reality. Maybe I am taking things too seriously. Maybe I don't have a sense of humor. You see what I'm saying? The list goes on. So how do we augment that? How do we change it? How do we move forward? So the first thing I want you to begin to do, which is very different from, I think, the way that most people think about this concept, is that I need you to really think about what really matters to you. I mean, on a daily basis, what are the things that go through your head? You know, I was looking at some interesting stuff with the Chapman University online, and they were talking about fear, right? And they were talking about America's top fears. In 2018, I think, is the latest. Lots happened since then, but is the latest top 10 fears. And it's interesting. And the reason why I bring this up is because, you know, some of our greatest fears can be some of the things that we really need to work on. Those can be some of the things that we actually need to create boundaries with, but also some of the things that are very important to us. Things in the world that are very important to us. And that's one of the things that's interesting is that if you're with somebody that has some of the same values as you, for example, maybe you both care about the environment or maybe very caring about, you know, having clean drinking water or whatever it looks like, you can interact with one another and have that conversation, which is so great. Now, if the other person doesn't feel that way, I can be very challenging to present how you feel. It can also be a little overwhelming, and it's fine to be able to have a good debate, and I'm not against that because we can't always see eye to eye, and we don't always want to think the same things because that's no fun. But at the same time, I think at the core, what we value needs to be somewhat similar. And that's something to really think about when you go into new relationships and you meet new folks and you have new friendships and all that stuff, is that when you're going into that, it's like really analyzing, you know, does this person really connect with my values? And it's okay if you don't see eye to eye on everything, but does that person really understand where I'm coming from? Or do they actually make fun of or see the problem in my thought process? Think about it. You have some relationships where you have nice sparring of debates, but at the core you believe a lot of the same things. Like you believe in, you know, certain things about education. You believe in having a safe, you know, environment. You believe in this and that. You believe in, you know, taking care of animals and that sort of thing. And that's a very big thing for you. And so finding someone else that also feels the same way is very practical. Okay, because why should we argue the stuff at the core that matters to us most? Why should we try to show the value of what we think to something that really matters to us so much? It's almost like, why do we need to battle out those battles when that should be kind of, I don't know, kind of part of the core? That should already be kind of there. That should be something that we don't have to necessarily battle out. It's something that we can actually see eye to eye with. And then, you know, talk about some of the other options. Talk about some of the other things that maybe we don't agree with or able to debate on. I feel that also it's like when we think about a lot of the relationships that many of us have, a lot of the long-term relationships, we have a lot of old friends that we really, really enjoy, but sometimes those relationships don't augment or change because we're not really working on augmenting and changing the relationship as far as, you know, making, you know, talking about the way that we want to and finding that commonality, finding that communication, that ability to communicate, and being able to even communicate deeper with those older relationships, those more mature relationships we have, by really exploring who we are. I find that many of these relationships, these old friendships, can get stuck in a pattern, can get stuck in a way, right? Where we get stuck in, we keep doing the same thing over and over again, we don't evolve. And I find that until we actually project who we are and what we value into a relationship, we really don't, and we are really unable to evolve because the other person isn't able to project how they feel or what they value because they don't see the right time to put that in. And I find that sometimes we have to be the person that opens up that line of communication, opens up that deeper communication, allows for that type of depth to be had in this relationship. And I think any relationship, no matter how old it's been, can really benefit from, you know, creating more of that open dialogue and being able to make yourself vulnerable and put yourself out there, which I think is so valuable and is not done as much as possible. I think we have to get to that point where we're allowed to be vulnerable. Because, you know, vulnerability is being honest. Vulnerability is putting yourself out there in a genuine, authentic way and allowing it to be. And when we create these values and understand our values for which we stand, it really helps us because then that helps us to understand our boundaries. That helps us to understand where we are. That helps us to understand, you know, the direction that we're going in our life. That helps us to understand the pathway. That helps us to see our pathway and begin to understand it at such a rich level. It also helps us to begin to recognize other people's pathways and to see the value in their choices as well. Because when we're able to see the value in our choices, we're able to see the value in other people's choices. So when I return, we'll be talking more about establishing boundaries, how to do it, what it feels like when you don't have the proper boundaries, what happens eventually in relationships that have no boundaries. Because sometimes we can get scared about putting out boundaries because we think we might lose the relationship, but actually we might lose the relationship without creating boundaries. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DANCESTORS genealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
It is... Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're exploring boundaries. We're understanding what boundaries are. How do we establish boundaries? Where do we create these boundaries? But what happens if we don't? What happens if we don't in a relationship where we don't create boundaries? What happens in those specific relationships? And that's always a good question. Because I find that many of our relationships, we don't establish boundaries from the get-go. And what happens is we end up having to backtrack, right? Over time, we have to create boundaries in this relationship because things aren't going smoothly. Things aren't working. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of headache. And there's not a lot of seeing eye to eye. And I know many of you say, hey, I get it, Ashley. That's where I'm at. I'm in the boat where I'm in a relationship. I've been in it for a long time. I haven't put any boundaries down. I haven't set any rules, regulations, and now I'm dealing with it. So how do I go backwards? And it starts with being certain on what your boundaries are. So it starts with, like I was talking about in the first segment, how we were talking about understanding what you stand for, what your values are. essentially your values are your boundaries, right? Things that you will and won't do. And there's certain areas of gray, right? But understanding what those are, what those limitations are, and understanding what an absolute deal breaker is. Understanding what an absolute deal breaker is really important to being able to create boundaries. Like I was talking about earlier about independence of thought, independence of emotion, being able to have our own thoughts, have our own emotions. And if you were in a relationship where any time that you talk about your feelings or any time you talk about your ideas and you get shot down or you get made fun of or you get literally just somebody just checks out and is not listening, that's probably not the healthiest of relationships. But yet I believe that it probably started in that same fashion. I'm sure that, you know, there were times when you would say something, you would let it go because you assumed the person wasn't in a good mood or they were not, or they didn't want to hear it, or it was brought up at the wrong time, or maybe I needed to express myself differently. But what I'm advising here is that if you are entering into a new relationship and you are already seeing some of these signs in the very beginning, you got to nip it as quickly as possible. We want to make sure that we get in that and change that as soon as possible, because the longer we go down the road in a relationship where we are not able to express ourselves, the more closed up we feel, the more resentment we will have, and eventually you're going to blow. You cannot keep it all under wraps for a very long time. So there's going to eventually be some sort of argument or issue that's going to come up. And that leads me to what happens when we don't have any boundaries. Because a lot of times we don't want to create boundaries. Well, first, we might not know how to create a boundary. We might not know that it's really based on our values. We might not know that it's based on how we believe or how we feel. And when somebody oversteps that boundary and goes against our values at a high level, that's when we step up to the plate and not accept it. A lot of times we didn't know that's what it was. But then it's like, you know, so many of us didn't actually enforce any boundaries, even though we might have known our values and people might have stepped over them. We didn't do anything because we didn't want to rock the boat. We didn't want to rock the boat. We just wanted to go status quo and hoping that everything would just figure itself out. But we see that that hasn't happened. We see that really what's happened in that situation is that we're left holding the bag and we're constantly dealing with these issues day after day. And what essentially happens is that these become problems that cannot be resolved. Either one person is left not being able to communicate or have their feelings and emotions or have their values and they live their life that way, or eventually we have to, you know, open up the can of worms and have the conversation. So whether or not we create the boundaries in the beginning or we wait later and make it more painstaking one way or another, they have to be done. You know, because a lot of times too, if we don't have boundaries in a relationship, the relationship will disintegrate over time. So stay tuned. I'll be talking more about boundaries, you know, how we feel when we don't have boundaries and how we feel when we do. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. I found an amazing website where artists, art lovers, and nonprofits can come together. It's a win-win situation for all concerned. Where the artists get exposure, the art lovers find the art that inspires them, and the nonprofits get money to provide resources to the community. The site's artforyourcause.com/Ashley. Just go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley and be the change that you want to see in the world.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Indiana University Health, the biggest hospital system in the state, has announced that 125 staff members are no longer employed there after refusing to comply with the organization's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. A spokesperson for IU Health told Newsweek that the employees who refused to get the shot resigned. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley,
Join Fox's America's Newsroom Thursday to weigh in on General Milley's China allegations.
There were multiple members of the administration that thought they knew better than the president. That's a very dangerous thing. There is only one president at a time. And for you to go and have the call with the Chinese, there's nothing wrong with that. For you not to tell the president that you had that call with the Chinese and for him not to be aware, that's the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspective. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about procrastination and perfectionism and how they, well, those two are together. I mean, if it was a marriage made in, I don't know, heaven or hell, right? What is it made out of? But, you know, the thing is that we have to figure out solution. We can go back into our childhood. We can excavate into where it started. Many of you, it started at a very early age. You know, you believe that, you know, perfectionism, you believe that you needed to get something done. You felt like you know, to control the situation, to people please, to get, you know, to keep somebody off your back. You know, maybe you had a relative or a mother or father that if it wasn't done perfect, it was always a problem. So you were constantly, like, making sure that you would do it perfect to not get in trouble, to not have those types of situations. And so that became a lifestyle, right? And so nowadays, it's like no matter what you do, no matter what it is, you've got to have it perfect. And that gets in the way of so many things. So many things. You know, and I've seen this through a lot with clients and everything, whether it's, you know, projects, whether it's a home situation, whether it's raising their children, whether it's finding the perfect mate. And it can get so overwhelming. You know, I've had folks that say, you know, hey, I don't even know if I'll ever get married. I'm always finding fault. I'm always finding these types of issues. You know, I'll go on a date and I find problems immediately. And that's a lot of, there's other issues there too, is, you know, maybe not being able to be, not emotionally ready to connect, not able to connect. And then there's also some attachment style issues there as well. Different show, different time. However, there's a lot of things that we become perfectionists. What about ourselves? The way we look. You know, our work, everything. And you see that and people slave over it and you become a slave to your perfectionism. You become a slave to it. And sometimes, yes, do you create amazing things? Sure. There's no question about that. But how often do you not create, not do, in fear of it not being perfect? Okay. And right before the break, I brought up the fact that we have a tendency sometimes of what I call self-sabotaging. We self-sabotage ourselves, and this is another way that we can scam ourselves, right? We talked about the timing and creating the time and keeping that timer on and being able to time each action and everything you do to really analyze, how am I using my time? How you know, am I really focused on using my time? What am I doing? How am I creating all these great things, right? But, you know, another step is really looking at, how do we begin to say no to things? And I'm not saying you got to say no to everything, guys. Don't think that. It's not a black and white thing. But a lot of times we don't say no. A lot of times we get ourselves into a situation where we want to say yes because we want to people please. We want perfection. Okay, they want this. And so we say yes and we do something, but it gets in the way of us getting our other things done, right? Sometimes when we say yes to things we don't need to, it also is a way of deflection. Okay? It's also a way of deflection, to deflect our energy from what we need to be doing into something that we don't necessarily need to be doing. And then there becomes this resentment. Okay? And it's interesting. And see, this is how interesting and intricate the brain is, right? The brain is really smart because it can create all kinds of, like, you know, false flags, you know? It can create all kinds of making us believe all these different things. And let me give you an example. A lot of times people get into relationships that can be somewhat toxic, right? And some of that can be the fact that we're actually self-sabotaging ourselves because we're deflecting, because we'd much rather look at the other person's issues and question what their issues are and their problems than us actually look at our own stuff. Right? So it's like, instead of us actually self-sabotaging, we actually go out and find someone else that we can actually blame and put them in our life. Because, well, you know, it's very interesting, but we have to begin to practice no, because a perfectionist wants to do everything. And if somebody, and there's a tendency of the people pleasing. And I want you to catch that. The next time that you become, and you go into that perfectionism, is there some people pleasing involved? You know, how much people pleasing have you done your whole life? And really get real with that. Sometimes we don't want to get real with that. Sometimes we don't want to look at that. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a rebel. Well, okay. I mean, I get it. I mean, I want to be a rebel every time. I want to be that breaking the rules person every time. But no, I've people pleased a lot in my life. And I find that people pleasing, though, creates resentment. And then it becomes another tool to beat ourselves up. Oh, God, I can't believe I did that. When am I going to ever learn? And it's hard because we have that tendency of beating ourselves up that creates even more procrastination, because then we begin to question what we really need to work on and how it's never going to happen because we're constantly procrastinating and this is my life. And then we define ourselves by that, right? And then it becomes the pity party. And it's challenging because it's hard. We all have responsibilities out the butt nowadays, right? Everybody's running around, trying to take care of everything. Some of us are running multiple jobs, you know, at the same time married, several children, taking care of a household. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe you're going back to school. Maybe you're not going back to school. Maybe you're taking care of elderly parents. Okay? You know, maybe you're taking care of other folks. You know, who knows what's going on? Maybe you have a health issue, a health condition on top of all that. So everybody has a lot on their plate, okay? So that's not a question here on this show. I get it. You don't have, and that's another thing we have a tendency of doing, right? We go down the list of all the stuff we have to do and how overwhelmed we are. And sometimes I actually feel like we're overwhelmed, and sometimes I actually feel like we're underwhelmed. And I know you go, what the heck is underwhelmed? But to me, it's like, are we overwhelmed, or is it underwhelmed because we're not really living to the potential that we want to live to? And so we kind of just feel bad a lot. We just feel like we're constantly behind the eight ball because they're not really doing what we want to do. And so that's a whole other show alone, too. But think about it. It's about let's say no to the things that we don't need to be included in our life. Let's begin to. And see, we can question, though, because a lot of times, a lot of us, you put your heart and soul into something and you're really working at it. And you found some small successes, but there's never been any large, big success. And you're working really hard to get to that level. And so then your brain starts questioning and creating reality. Well, maybe if you would have been in this industry, it would have been better. If you would have done that, it would have been better. You know, oh, you should have done this a long time ago. Again, self-sabotage at the greatest thing. That also creates more procrastination in the current situation that you're working on. That also creates questionability of your ability and what your direction is, which also keeps us in a sedentary, non-movement, stressed out, emotionally floored way. That we have trouble beginning to understand the next step. So what's something else that we can do? The one thing I've also realized, too, is we got to have some sort of reward. I know a lot of you go, well, what does that mean? Well, we have to reward ourselves for things that we've created. We have to reward ourselves for things that are done. We have to have a reward on the other side. I mean, think about it. How many of you have dogs and cats, and how many of you give your dogs and cats treats for doing things? Buddy gets so many treats all the time. I mean, constant. I'm constantly giving him treats, constantly praising him for things that he's done. But how often are you doing that for yourself? Once you get something done that goes against a lot of the barriers, once you override that, you know, that desire to, I can't do this because it's not going to be right. It's not going to be perfect. Oh, my God. Once we override that and actually do something, what are you doing to show yourself that that was the right thing? And what are you doing to show yourself support? You know, the other thing that I think that's important is you need to be around other people that get it. You need to be around other people that get it. Not people that are acting like they get it, but people that actually get it. Okay, if you're surrounded by people that don't get it, if you're surrounded by people that aren't doing the soul work, if you're surrounded by people that aren't actually doing the work to understand who they are, and they're just on autopilot all the time, it's probably not who you need to be surrounding yourself with when you're trying to make ultimate changes in your life. Okay? I mean, we got to be around people that also get it. And if we can't be, and there's people that we have to be around that don't, really limiting that amount of time that we are around them, because it's going to get to us. It's always going to get to us. You know, the funny example I used to use back in the day was, you know, like if you're wanting to be successful and you're wanting to create some sort of direction in your life and create something, no matter what, no matter how you feel about your skill set or how you feel about the direction, you don't want to be around other people that determine that they just want to start drinking at 4 o'clock every afternoon. Okay, you don't want to do that, because what happens, even if that's not what you want to do, that's what you will become. Because they don't have a direction, they don't want to have a direction, and that's probably a lot of mental and emotional stuff on their side, because they believed a bill of goods a long time ago that they're either never going to be successful, or it's not even worth doing, or, I mean, that's fine, and everybody has those core beliefs that we, and most of those core beliefs that we got to get rid of, but do we want to take on other people's negative core beliefs too? And incorporate those into our core beliefs that we're already having issues with anyway. And I think you would probably agree that we don't want to. But it's hard because we all want to be liked and we all want to fit in and we all want to have a life where we have friends and stuff like that. And that's fine, but there's certain friends that you can hang out with a lot and certain friends you can't. And you got to be able to gauge that, because nobody's going to give you a medal of honor, you know, after you die and go, hey, you didn't do anything you wanted to. Here's your medal. And even if they did give you a medal, do you want that medal? I don't want that. I don't want those stinking patches. Why? I don't want those stinking patches. I want to live my life. I want to be able to look back at my life and say, wow, I did it. Now, is it always going to be easy? No. Is it hard to overcome this procrastination? Yes. Is it wired into us and programmed into us? Yes. Do we have to override the program? That is the only way. But in the way of overriding the program, you have to just do it. You have to go through the process, even though it's uncomfortable. And that's the thing. I have clients say, well, how do I get to the gym? Oh, God, I got to get to the gym. I don't want to get to the gym. I hate working out. I hate sweating. Ugh. You know, and I'm the exact opposite. I mean, sometimes I have to manage to get myself to the gym. You know, it's 8:30 at night. I'm still at work. I got to go home and change, and I got to go work out at 9 o'clock. You know, come on. I still do it. Do I always want to do it? No. Does my thoughts start taking over and going, I don't want to do this? I mean, you're not going to be eating dinner till 10 o'clock at night. Have you thought about that? And feeding the dog and doing all this stuff. And I get over it and I go, I still override it. I override it. I get in the gym and I stop thinking and I move. I do. I move. I groove. I do what I have to do. We got to get in the groove. I remember there was a lady that I met, I guess it was at a Harvard conference years ago, McQueen conference, very interesting lady, Amy Cuddy. She's very cool, and I actually have some pictures with her. I don't really show all those pictures anymore because my hair was a totally different color. I'm not kidding. My hair was a lot darker, but I think they're still on my Instagram at some point. Back in the day. But she came up with the concept of power posing, and I thought that was pretty cool because, you know, our body language does shape how we are. And this doesn't work for everything. Don't say that this is a one-stop shop. I'm not telling you that this is all, oh, yeah, this is everything. This is the end-all, be-all. But, you know, when we come into it from a powerful position, and we come into it from a powerful posing position, like, if I feel like I'm going to be able to do something and I'm going to be able to take care of something, I automatically feel better about myself. And if you stand up tall and you do kind of a power pose or something, I'm telling you, you automatically feel just a little bit better. And sometimes all we have to do is break the old psychological programming by making small little changes. So when I go into the gym at night and I've had a long, long day and I've been at the office since 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning and it's 9 o'clock at night, do I sit there and fool around with the little weights? No, I get on the elliptical and I start running. I gotta move. Okay? I gotta move to the point where I get into the groove, and then I wanna stay in that groove. And that's what I'm asking you to do. That's what I'm asking you right now is that if you are like me and you have a tendency of procrastinating, but you have that based on the perfectionism because you've done things like this and you know what I'm talking about. It's about moving and grooving and doing. Even if it seems off, even if you go, well, God, I really need to be working on this instead, work on what comes next. Don't sit there and try to filter, well, I better be working on this because this is the order of operations. Well, no. If you need to get this other thing done and it's one of the things on your list anyway, do it. Just do it. Just go. Go do it. Do it. Do it. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that I have a tendency I would hold off on a project and I'd work on it, make it perfect. It's like, ah. You know, nowadays, you know, with YouTube, you know, like it's funny. People ask me, hey, how many times do you record a YouTube video? I record it one time. Am I lucky? Yeah, I guess so. But you know what? I'm not going to sit there and go back over and over again. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be real. And if I'm recording it 100 times, that's not real. That's not at all authentic. And so sometimes you got to put it out there, even if it's a big project at work or something. You know, put it out there. Your personality will come through. Allow yourself to come through with it. Allow your personality, allow your skill set to come through without trying to throttle it. And realize, you know what? I can do this. I can do this, and I have the ability to do this. And we have to really think about mindfulness, too. It's like mindfulness, we have to override the thought with the action. Action's always got to be on top, okay? Because our thoughts can, what? They can derail us. They can put us off target. They can move us in the wrong direction. How many times have your thoughts gotten you in trouble? How many times have your thoughts put you on a slippery slope of some sort of negativity, and you're like, what the heck is this about? It's misleading you. It's taking you down the primrose path, okay? And sometimes our thoughts can be right on target. Sometimes our gut can be right on target, but our gut and our thoughts are really two different things, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. So stay tuned. We got still a little bit more of a show for you here, guys. So stay tuned. Keep it on the dial. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great show. We've still been talking about procrastination. We've been talking about perfectionism and how to understand that, how to get through it, how to overwhelm it. And, you know, it's interesting because there's so many things that we can incorporate. There's so many things that we can do to change our programming. And we've been talking about some of those. We've been talking about timing ourselves. We've been talking about saying no and really watching the self-sabotage. We've been talking about being aware of deflection, right? Deflecting into other things where all of a sudden this takes center stage and all the other stuff's falling apart, and really recognizing when we're doing that. Again, another self-sabotage. We discussed the concept of how I believe that we have to always be, we have to be in action in these senses. We have to overcome the emotion, and action has to take top wrong. And it can be very hard, but again, going into action is challenging. But when we have all these things in the back of our mind, it can be hard. And it's interesting because I felt that, you know, when we incorporate a concept of being aware, self-awareness, mindfulness, we can break these habits, these patterns, these programs. But we have to create that reality, and we have to be prepared. Because remember, we go on autopilot with this stuff, because this stuff has been with us for a long, 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 long time. And so how do you break something that you've been doing for as long as you can remember? How do you break something that you've been doing since you were 5, 6, 7? How do you do that? Well, the only way to do it is to be able to see it happening. The only way to do it is to be able to see it and examine and go, oh, heck, here we go again. Holy hand grenade, here we go again. And that's the thing. It's like, how do we do this? What do we do? And I realize that we have to just be aware of this. We have to. We don't always have to get to our core wounds and core beliefs and try to extract those, but that will help us to understand why we're here. But in the process, the workaround is also giving ourselves praise, connecting with ourselves, raising ourselves up, being that cheerleader that we need. You know, being the cheerleader. You know, being the cheerleader, like what we need, because we need to cheerlead ourselves. A lot of times we look to other people to do that. We look to other people to pat us on the back. We look to other people to be there. But what happens when they're not there? What happens when they're not there? And that's the thing. And it's like I feel like, you know, we have to be able to say, hey, you know what, I might not be perfect. And who... You know, perfectionism, that's the problem, is that it sets us up for failure. And we have to look at it and say, you know what, I might feel like I dropped the ball on this last project, or I might feel like I haven't been able to, you know, to take over, and I feel like I'm beating myself up. But we have to eventually reward ourselves and say, even though it might be challenging, I am overcoming this. I do see light at the end of the tunnel. Small little incremental things as well, is that when you're having trouble overcoming that big thing that you got to do, it's great to just take small pieces of it and do what you can to be able to override that, do what you can to get past it, do what you can, even small things. And it doesn't have to be in order. Don't let your brain try to say, oh, you're doing it wrong, or you can't do it this way. Well, why can't I do it this way? I'm tired of a lot of rules. Why do I have to create all these, like, fascist rules in my own brain? Okay, when you catch that, that's self-sabotage. That's a way of overriding your ability to get something done. It's a way of, it's that inner critic. Ah, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And in order for us to catch that inner critic, we don't need other people to be criticizing us. We can criticize ourselves enough. So in order to really catch that inner critic, we have to be aware. We have to be mindful. We have to be self-aware so that we don't go down the primrose path for 20, 30, 40 minutes of just beating ourselves up. Remember, it can happen over a period of time, and there we are stuck going, I didn't get that done. And then there comes the real self-sabotage, the real beat up. And so I hope this show has helped you, to give you some thoughts on perfectionism, to understand procrastination. I hope that it's helped you. And if we can put action over emotion, small little incremental things, even the things that you don't think is a big deal, because it raises our self-esteem and our self-worth. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S. You can check out my website, ashleyburgess.com. Or the 10daychallenge.com, the number 10daychallenge.com. I have several master classes out that can help as well, and I also work with clients too. So reach out to me. You can always contact me. Go to ashleyburgess.com, go to that contact page, and send me a message, and I'll get back to you ASAP. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm going to be back next week, by the way. Live your true life perspectives. Your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time. And be back this time in 3 shakes.
Not calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to experience